Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a scientist, and you guys aren't.
A real G, I'm going to go pick up Dwight Howard.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, man, you know Dwight Howard, that guy. I was feeling that.
I am a basketball scientist. Why don't you start calling me Dr. Steinmetz? Feel free.
I feel like you had to go
What's up, Doc?
You had to go D1.
I could have, but I don't know if I would have played.
Hey, I got
to need the hassle, Goof.
You know, I'm into teamwork here. I really think if we had like one of those, what do the Niners give where the best teammate award?
Eschmont?
Yeah, I think I'd vote for me. But I'm listening to Willard and Dibbs, our guys, yesterday. Stoney, you talk about profound. That subject of pods and the fan base, it was riveting.
What was it about? I didn't hear.
Mark Deems and, you know, all the, like, there's just a divide between a certain player and a team, and how that's just not good for said team in the market. And I'm like, does that apply? And it kind of does, but it can take you down so many avenues of why is he just such a lightning rod, man? I couldn't stop listening to him. Both of them, good job. But it is a subject matter that is like, it could take you so many places.
Do you think Pajemski is not liked?
I think he is part of why he's not liked, because he's not humble. And again, I'm not perfect. Shout out Tupac, only God can judge me, Steiny. When he's calling himself the White Otani, or I blew the game, I want the keys, you could think that's cute and say it to your folks. I think that stuff hurts you because it paints a picture that you're not thinking about mastering your job, which is to be one of the others and help, and maybe grow into that down the road. But I think saying it to the masses, you come off as cocky. Tell me, what do you think of that? Could that possibility?
Sure. I think that's definitely part of it. I'm trying to gauge, you know, look, I go back to Mike Dunleavy as a player. Ooh. All right. I think in the last 25 years, he was probably the least liked Warrior player.
That's heavy.
I've witnessed. I don't think Pods is close to that.
Okay.
But there is something about Pods.
Mike was never, I don't remember saying, give me the keys.
Pods, well, that's the problem. Mike was the number three pick, and he was good, but he wasn't great. And so there was always a feeling of disappointment about Dunleavy because, you know, he didn't live up to the expectations of a number three pick.
Why do you think Kuminga's liked more, or we take more calls on the positive front?
We don't know him as well.
Ooh. Yeah, but that was a good conversation.
This looks fun. Rafi in Berkeley. Let's talk about Steiny's bad take.
Oh,
this ought to be good.
Go ahead, Rafi.
What's up, Steiny? How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
What's up, baby? Get him, Rafi.
You know, I'm not trying to get him. Steiny, I just want to say that I think you have the best takes on the show. I think you're the most reasonable person on the entire. He is.
So what's it? What did I say?
It's a total logical fallacy to say that if the Warriors hadn't drafted better, they wouldn't be better. So what I want you to do is I want you to imagine Kuminga or Moody on a bad team. They would be the same players they are now, right? They wouldn't really be. It's hard to imagine Moody being that much better.
Well, now, and listen, real quick, I don't necessarily disagree with you, but I think a lot of fans would. They would say, well, if Kuminga had gone to Orlando and played the last 4 years, he would be better than he is now. But I'll go along with it for now.
Kuminga is a scorer who's unmotivated to play real basketball long term, and that's neither here nor there. But to say that if you had put better players, like, they would have developed and kind of hit the same developmental marks that Moody and Kuminga have hit. So if you had a Murphy or you had a Wagner, they would be, and I believe they would have, yes, developed slower, but they would have been at a higher point because they're just simply more talented basketball players.
Sir.
Like, yeah, they wouldn't have popped. But the Warriors would be better team. I just think that the draft is a total crapshoot. And the Warriors, like most teams, didn't draft very well. And if they had and gotten extremely lucky, like, to say that they should have drafted Halliburton is totally ridiculous. Half the league passed on Halliburton. It's like saying every single team should have drafted Patrick Mahomes. It's like, well, yeah, they should have, but no one did, you know?
Right.
And I just think that the Warriors would be really, they'd be a much better team had they basically just gotten lucky.
All right,
and they didn't.
So, you know? Real quick, Rafi, you're saying that had the Warriors just hypothetically, had they drafted Wagner and Murphy, that when they came in here, they're just more talented than Kuminga and Moody. And their talent level would have pushed them through to a higher place than the other two.
I think that they're at their baseline, they're more talented. I think Moody's an intelligent basketball player, actually. I just think he doesn't have a super high ceiling.
Rafi, I'm going to let you go because there's some good stuff there that I definitely want to get in there. You know, I think some Warrior fans would push back on Wagner and Murphy more talented than Kuminga. Are they more talented?
Yes,
they are. I thought Kuminga had unbelievable athleticism.
I didn't know who Kuminga was when he came out to G League, and I didn't know who
Trey Murphy was.
No, I'm just saying. So I'm judging them on what they've done, and both of them can put the ball on the floor and create. And right now they're better. That's how I'm answering the Kuminga question. Coming out to draft, I couldn't have told you, but I'm just telling you right now they're better. They're further along. And I will fight, to the caller's point, I thought he was coming for you, but he gave you some love. I am going to fight tooth and nail about this Halliburton or players like that in the draft, even the Mahomes, who Kyle didn't even go look at the draft for Mahomes nor Deshaun Watson. That's what the draft is about. Don't tell me anybody can see Michael Jordan and say, oh, let's draft him. That's when you put your chest out, is when you have some intel or foresight and say, man, this dude can play like the Pacers did. Yeah, they had slim pickings because other guys were gone. But for him to be a superstar, I think that's what the draft is about, when you can flex and go find that type of dude.
I'm with Rafi on that one. Halliburton's not.
Like, I don't feel better because nobody else drafted him.
I do.
Still.
If Halliburton had gone 3 or 4, you'd feel a lot worse about the Warriors picking Wiseman.
See, and that's where we differ. I get that. My point is, Halliburton on this team now is damn near a superstar.
Okay.
Had his team in the finals. That was out there. You can sit there and tell me in the caller, I love you.
You know who was
that? It's ridiculous. No, it's not.
I'm just with the caller.
And get in the lab and have that foresight.
Right.
But
while you had Steph Curry, while you had Klay Thompson, and while you had Jordan Poole, you're going to go draft Halliburton.
I'm going to give him credit on Jordan Poole. I'm going to give him credit on JP.
All I'm saying is...
But even the team that drafted Tyrese Halliburton didn't have the foresight, and they had him in the building. I mean, Sacramento traded him. So, I mean, what's to say the Warriors would have not done the same thing? I mean, just because a guy pops, but... Like the team that took him, that had the foresight to draft him, still got rid of him.
Yeah. And I think that was an error.
Well, clearly, but my point is, just because you have a guy, like, it is a crapshoot.
I mean, Halliburton is not the one that I really hit the Warriors hard on. Just like I would never hit a team hard on not drafting him. This is a little more different, but like, I don't blame anybody for not drafting Draymond Green.
Right, right.
Now, I know he went to the second round, but, once like a dozen teams pass on you, then something, I don't know.
But the Warriors did it three times.
Well, that's the issue.
What were they? They were trying to do
what they were thinking, but you don't believe me.
Trying to pull a rabbit out of their hat, saying we're smarter than everybody. This guy is going to pop or grow or mature into something that can be a fixture for the future. So I guess my mechanics of what I'm saying that it took to have the foresight to get Halliburton, the Warriors did it with their own version, yet with the higher picks, but projects. Shout out James Wiseman. Like, wow.
Right. And the reason, feel free to disagree with me. The reason they picked, in general, three guys with no experience.
Talk to me.
Is because they were at a place where they thought they were out of the title contention race and that they had a couple years to develop and the pressure wasn't really going to be on. And I think when the Warriors won in 2022, it changed everything. I believe their philosophy changed the minute they went 2 years saying the thing's probably going to be over. This thing's probably over. And then in 1 year said, well, now we got to do everything to keep it together.
So are you saying if they would have stayed with, let's just say they had one in 2022, Moody, Kuminga would be better?
No, what I'm saying is I remember in 19 and 20, some of the names that came up and they weren't good enough. Miles Turner, I laugh at people right now that say, we could have had Miles Turner and I wanted him. No, you didn't. Everybody wanted Wiseman instead of Miles Turner because Wiseman had the hope of being Kevin Garnett. Yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Let's go to our good man in North Carolina, Jerry. What's up, Jerry? How are you?
Ain't nothing going on. How you doing, Stein and Goo?
Hey, how you doing, Jerry? Good to hear from you, baby.
Hey, man, it's been a while, man. I know other people got to talk, but, man, you guys know y'all stuff, man. I really mean that.
Thank you.
But I want to add ice on to the guy that called about 5, maybe 8 minutes ago. He don't have know what he's talking about. Then the guy just got to talking a few minutes ago. I promise you this right here. Steph is my favorite player. No doubt about that. I'm crazy about some Butler. I'm crazy about some Kuminga. The whole deal is, I'm not trying to knock Steve Kerr, but the whole thing is that four or five man lineup, it's not going to work. I just saw on my phone a while ago for Steph saying after this year, he's retiring. Everybody, Danny Kuminga, Danny D. Young Boys, okay, what did you got in a center spot? You went and got Al Harper. Okay, he's not worth a hill of beans. You paid extra money right there. If Steve Kerr had to know how to play Wiseman, he would have still been playing, been pretty good. With Kuminga, I promise you, there's nobody on Golden State team that can stop him one-on-one. Wow. Unless it is Butler or somebody like that. Draymond Green don't have it his own self. He used to be a good defense player. But Draymond Green and most of just talk, and everybody take up for him with a bunch of crazy mess. I'm just saying, I'm trying to let you go, but people need to start banning Kuminga. Du Bois can play, but the thing is, Steve Kerr do not know how to play Kuminga, and what set the whole thing off when him and Steve Kerr, Kuminga, and Steve Kerr got into about 2 years ago. Steve Kerr ain't been able to get along with him, or been able to get along with each other ever since. So it's time for Kuminga to go. But I don't want him to go with Utah Jazz. I want him to go with somebody in their division. Steve Kerr's not going to let him go with nobody in their conference. I promise you that.
Wow.
Hey, Jerry, thank you so much. Man. Thanks for the kind words.
He's a big Kuminga fan, Stoddy. That's
I love
great
Kuminga.
Kuminga. Hey, man.
We're throwing, Giannis is in the center of this thing, but the real question is, And the boss asked me this before the show. Yeah. Did he ask you? Because he likes to do this.
We were talking numbers.
Stats.
Show's healthy.
You know what?
The show's healthy. Just embrace it.
You know what? And that can change.
The show's healthy.
That can change in 2 days.
And that's why tomorrow's not promised.
Oh, my God.
Enjoy it.
You're like a rookie. You know what? You're like Magic Johnson jumping on Kareem after he made a shot in the first game.
Hey, listen, real quick about that. I've been in performance environments. Mr. Johnson, can we see you? Sign your name here. What's this? A PIP. Performance improvement plan. You don't hit it, you're out. I've dealt with that pressure. So celebrate the wins, and we'll deal with the L's like we have when they come.
This is life and death.
Yeah, Steiny, you are so, look at, it's why you didn't go D1. Enjoy it right now. Stick your chest out.
For what?
The coffee's better. We're doing good. It's okay to say.
Don't brag. I don't brag like that.
Nobody's going Ben Johnson taking their shirt off, looking into the camera. Just enjoy it. That's how I live my life. Enjoy it, and we keep
I will enjoy it. But I'm not going to broadcast that enjoyment.
And I haven't. I just said we're healthy.
You do it three times a week.
All right.
Get back to arguing.
So the boss said... The boss said he's interested in hearing your long-term plan for the future if you were Joe Lacob.
And my, okay, you want me to go first?
We can throw that out to Warrior fans. So what do you do long-term?
I have no threshold of what I won't do or spend or any pick that is everything's on the table for me to go get a Giannis, an Anthony Davis, somebody, a Trey Murphy, and that'll obviously be less. Something to impact this team like Jimmy did last year, but it's got to be longer. He's got to be taller. He's got to be more athletic. And the more I think about what they went and did or what vision they had for one Al or for Oldford, Steiny, that was bad.
Well, it doesn't look great now.
Okay.
And that's where I'm at. If and we can throw the number out at 888-957-9570. The problem is you can't think long-term without thinking short-term. You have to think short-term if you're still married to the philosophy of getting Steph a fifth ring. So with all those things considered, I guess right now what I would do, and like I just, this is where I'm different. I'm not letting, as great as Steph is, like I just can't do something that I know is going to be a problem down the road when he's not here. Like
but Giannis
I can't
would help.
Let him dictate, and then he doesn't dictate. Like, let me change the verbiage here. Verbiage is that, you know, he's not dictating. They're just making an effort to appease him to try to get his fifth. So it's not like he's dictating anything.
And you can understand that, everything that he's built here, right? Steph himself.
At what point does a dream become such a fantasy that it's not worth pursuing anymore? And that's where I like think that. We are in my book.
Okay.
That's all.
I don't know what you're... And I got two things for you. You understand right now that if I asked you, what do you think the Warriors are doing? They're doing what I'm telling you I would do if I were Laker, right? Doesn't it look like they're all in anything for Steph?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what if I told you if Steph were averaging 17 points and the slippage was there and that would change everything? I would be on your side. It'd be like, okay, there's no mustard left in the bottle. But this dude is showing you, when available, that he's still box office and a top 10 player in today's NBA.
Okay. Right.
I believe that, Steiny. Okay. Like, what don't you... Like, come on, man. We would really be doing him a disservice if you're saying... Okay. Now, you're getting him when he's down because he's hurt. But we saw the San Antonio games. We saw the Denver. He is arguably, it's not even close, your best player.
Right. He's your best player.
Okay.
I just... When you say top 10...
I mean clutch with top 10. Okay, you can give me Joker, SGA. Okay?
But here's what you ignore.
Yeah.
Here's what you ignore. And
Warriors and I.
Well, I'm just talking.
Okay.
I think it's just you. Like, people would get up in arms. But like, okay, maybe Steph's better than Brunson, but not by much. There's a lot of people that would say right now Brunson's better than Curry.
And he's got a better supporting cast all around him, right? Brunson.
Right, and he's able to elevate the Knicks. Maybe, do you believe that Brunson maybe has elevated the Knicks more than Curry has elevated the Warriors in the last year or two?
I can't do that.
Why not?
Because he doesn't have
to elevate. They went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
But he's got talent.
Who?
OG Anunoby, Karl Anthony Towns.
Well, that's funny because you stick up for Butler and Green and everybody here.
Hey, I love Brunson, and I know what he's doing. Stani, I don't believe what Brunson has to elevate is higher than what Steph has to elevate with what he's working with.
I don't know. I mean, this is what – is anybody on the Knicks other than Brunson better than Butler?
I think Karl Anthony Towns is better than Butler.
They got a few guys.
That might have been my point. Are you talking about Towns?
Towns.
Mikal Bridges and
Anunoby.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
Don't you get it? People around here talk about Jimmy Butler like he is this top 15 player, and the reality is that Evan just compared him to Anunoby, Karl Anthony Towns, and Mikal Bridges, so they have three of them. Three Butlers.
But it goes to my point about Steph having to carry a larger, more weight.
Well, what I'm saying is we got to stop talking about Butler like he's a superstar and then comparing him to Mikal Bridges and Anunoby. Like, which is it?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Jimmy's getting 50 M's. I love Jimmy, and I told you this the other day. I want more from him, and maybe at this age he can't give me more. But to that point, Stani, for this team, as constructed right now today, going into Philly, I'm telling you, I need more Jimmy Butler. And maybe he's telling me, Goo, this is what you're going to get.
I mean, like, I think the other thing we're seeing is, and this is not meant as a knock on Steph, but, you know, we keep saying top 10. It's like, no, he's not anymore. Like, Cade Cunningham has become a better player than Steph, if for no other reason than Steph's 37. Like, Shea's better than Steph Curry right now. They play more. Like, and so what I'm getting at is, I get it. They need to upgrade the talent around Steph. But I believe, let's say you made an accurate list of the best 50 players in the league. I think some people might have Steph Curry at 18. And all I'm saying there is, well, now you need to get somebody better than Steph in here.
Do you think Wemby is better than Steph?
I'm putting respect on Steph.
I mean, I take him.
Yeah,
I would too. He's played four less games than Curry this year. So if you're going to talk about the availability, then a player like that is not in the top 10. Curry's still a top 10 player, Steiny.
And he is, Evan. And Steiny, if you're talking about the conversation starting a team, it's Wemby. It ain't even close. But I'm talking about today, game on the line, a guy to keep you in the game. The chef is doing everything he can, and right, I know he has turnovers. Not perfect.
Yeah. Let's just have some. We got to do
it. And he's 37, and we're doing this exercise. You know what I mean? I'm not wearing Curry, and Evan is a Curry underwear. It's just Steiny. You got to put some respect on what he's still doing.
Yeah, I'm not sabotaging the future for some freaking pipe dream that is not realistic. I'm kind of with Spinoni on that one. All right. Hey, this upcoming Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're giving away three Warrior jerseys. All three are the town jerseys, and they debuted in the November 24th game against the Jazz. I'm going to hold one up right now. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler. Town jerseys are up for grabs. I'm showing it right now on the YouTube, and one of them could be yours. Listen for your chance Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and next week. For more details, go to 95.7 The Game. And that segment was brought to you by California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
It's the Guru, Steiny, Guru, Steiny, Guru, Steiny Show. Let's go.
All right, Steiny and Guru with you on a Thursday morning. Warriors play the Sixers today, 4 o'clock.
Yeah, early.
Oh, that's you know who's going to be in a good mood.
Oh, the guy.
Yeah. It must be nice.
Don't we have one coming up?
New Year's Eve.
Yeah, there you go. Look
at Warriors at Charlotte, 11 a.m.
That is
weird.
We
won't be here.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if I want to do this because I'm not
trying to diminish them.
No, and I'm also not saying this guy's better.
Right.
But when we throw around top 10, he's still top 10 player. All right.
Believe it.
And I say a guy like Jalen Brunson, and you guys go, no, he's
no,
not.
Brunson's a bad boy.
Okay, and I'm just saying, Jalen Brunson has finished higher in the MVP voting the last 2 or 3 years. He's finished better than Steph.
Okay.
Okay, now if you want to go New York bias, that's fine.
I was just going to say a better team.
I'm just looking at a guy, and that's what that's
you
also
put
interesting.
You put Curry on last year's Knicks team, they wouldn't lose to the Pacers. Like, no, I can see them beating the Pacers with Steph.
Curry finished higher in MVP voting than him last year, by the way.
Right. They're about the same, but then Curry's been 8-9, not at all, and 9. Brunson's been 10-5. 2 years ago, he was fifth.
But last year, to Evan's point,
my point is like
Steph
was
higher.
Like everybody just thinks Steph is way better than Brunson, and I'm looking at a guy who's
no,
averaged
no, no
29, 26.
No one's saying he's way
point.
Better than him.
That's my point.
But if he's a half a point better than him, then he's like what if they're both top 10 players, Sonny?
It speaks to what we're trying to hammer home, that Steph is handling his business even at 37.
Okay, and that's what you guys think, and I don't necessarily think it. I'm looking at Jalen Brunson, 26, 29, 26, 25, and 28. That's what he's averaged the last 5 years, and I just don't understand why. Not that we don't think Curry's great, but I feel like people are insulted when you say, yeah, Brunson and Curry have been comparable over the last 5 years in terms of where they finished in the MVP stuff.
But as far as box office and who you want to watch play, it's not, and I just know shaded Brunson. Stoddy, it's not even close.
I know, but I don't care
Steph's
about
a
that.
Show.
I don't care about that.
And he's averaging
that.
27 points. It's like you don't care about anything that shines light on Steph. And you got me right now. He's in sick bay. He's hurt with the quad injury. Steph, he's averaging 27 points a game. We saw what he did a couple of weeks ago in San Antonio, two nights in
a row. And I'm sick of that, too. I'm really getting sick
part?
Of that.
What part?
But Steph Curry used to be among the most consistent players in the league. Right, because he was one of the greatest of all time. He's gotten less consistent, I think.
Yeah, but the theme I think of this conversation, and we're going away from it, is how do you improve, forget Brunson and Steph. It could be right. They could be both top 10. But the bottom line is, Brunson's playing with a way better personnel than Steph.
Is he? Why do you think this team can get to the Western Conference Finals?
Because I thought Jimmy was going to do what he did last year when he came. I don't know what's going on. I'm looking at Steph saying, you can't do more. I'm being realistic. You can't do more. You're averaging 27, 50, 40, 90. Yeah, it ain't there, but it's damn near close. I need Jimmy, who's capable of doing more, or Kuminga, or Moody and Pods. But don't tell me Brunson's supporting cast is not way better than what Curry's working here with the Warriors.
Okay, then I'm asking you why you think the Warriors were going to be as good as you thought they were going to be if you're saying they're not even close to as good as the
Jimmy
Knicks.
Butler could be more. He's not bad, but I thought he could do more on a nightly basis, and I saw it last year. And right now, I feel like that, you know, him just being okay is hurting the team.
Maybe you also thought the younger players were going to take a step and be better than they were last year. But let me ask you this.
Well, let's fire. You know what should happen?
We got to talk about Steve Kerr. If Steph was on the New York Knicks last year, do they beat the Pacers?
Yes, I don't know. There's no doubt in my mind.
I think they do beat the Pacers.
Money time?
Okay.
But that's the difference.
Okay. And that's fine. And we're 11-11, and we've got it.
But you're not saying Steph's the problem. Like, he's at the bottom of my list.
No, my nuanced thing is he's not a problem. What they're doing continues to be a problem.
And what is that?
It's going nowhere. That wasn't the plan. 48, 44, 46. It's been the same team for 3 years, and they're going to be the same team this year. Yeah.
But that's what you get for thinking Kuminga's going to turn a corner or Moody's going to be something worthy of a 14th
pick. I'm ready to start talking about Steve Kerr. If people want to start talking about it like this, let's talk about it like this. I'm sick of hearing Butler's not playing up to par. Draymond's not himself. He doesn't get anything out of Kuminga. Moody should be better. Pods makes too many mistakes. Fire Steve Kerr then if you think this team's a 52-win team. Like, seriously. Nick Friedel, Giannis on the table.
So then the follow-up question is, okay, you've given up everything, pretty much, and you have Steph and Giannis and Draymond, Jimmy, one or the other, because of the way the salaries have to work. Is that enough? And as I sit here right now, I tell you, no, that's not enough, because the Thunder, if they stay healthy, are going to roll through that team and every other team, and they're probably going to win their second title in a row. The question then becomes, though, okay, well, is Steph and Giannis, at least for another couple of years, as long as Steph plays, is that enough? We'll see, but that's part of the problem with Steph at about to be 38 years old.
All right, Nick Friedel, talking about Giannis, and you'd end up with Giannis. I mean, I don't...
That would be the best tandem for the next 2 to 3 years, right? Given that Steph wouldn't fall off the face of the earth. I'm going Steph and Giannis together, and the game's not predicated on tandems, Goo. I understand that. But if you're telling me you can hold on to Jimmy or Dre, oh, man. And it's not, and Nick might be right. What's up, Nick? That it might not be enough, but the fan base, Joe Lacob, watching the Warriors, when you sit down, buckle up, have your dinner and drinks, you think, okay, they've exhausted all possibilities on going all in for Steph. And right now, I don't feel that way, because you got Deer with four pointers out there in regard to possibilities, and his name's Giannis. Because this ain't it. You just did, that quick exercise of 48, 44, Operation Play-In. So I'm not going to apologize, but boy, if this keeps up and we're part of the play-in and no moves are imminent, boy, I took hook, line, and sinker for the Jimmy trade. I was a fool, because it worked. And I thought, okay, watch out for as long as we're together. And now that doesn't seem to be the case. Everybody has different reasons for it, but I need more from Jimmy, and I'm starting to think Steiny, just now he's looking his age, he can't give me that more that I'm looking for him.
All right, let's go back to the basics, because I'm confused now. And I'm asking for input. If you're a Warrior fan, do you want to see, if the Warriors could get Giannis for four future firsts, and they give up who again? Kuminga, Draymond, and Buddy Hield. Can I assume 80% of the fans would do that?
I think it's 85.
Do you think it's more than that?
It could be 90.
That's what I'd like to find out, because I'm not sure.
You wouldn't do it.
I don't think I would. I really don't. as hard as it is,
man, Stein.
And as much as the quick fix is enticing.
So you wouldn't do it because you don't think they could beat the Thunder, or you wouldn't do it because you think Giannis is not what he was, or you think Steph slipped a bit. Why wouldn't you do it?
I wouldn't do it because to me, it's a little bit, it's too much of a long shot for not a good enough chance at. Now, here's the thing. You
sounds like you're just selling low on the combo of Giannis and Steph.
Well, no, but here's the thing. Like, here's why I would do it. Because we probably will get a further. We'll win a round or two. Right. But I know, are you winning it with that team? I don't think so. I don't think you're winning it against Oklahoma City. So when you say, and I say, and it's not fair, like, would you do it? Like, we're always thinking about a title. Like, I don't necessarily always think about a title. I may just do it not because, well, now they can win the title. I would do it because, well, now they got better than last year.
How close can we get to winning the title? Like, can we get to the Western Conference Finals?
I don't know.
Like, that's what I would want for Steph to finish this thing out.
We all want it for Steph, but, you know, are they better than the Lakers? Are they better than Denver? Are they better than OKC?
But if you were to pull that move off and get Giannis with Steph, Stani, I don't, like, you're not outclassed by a lot of teams. Like, it's going to have to be determined on the court. But I know this. You're way better than what you're running out there now. That I know.
Okay. I mean, no breaking news sounder here. I am absolutely concerned about life after Steph Curry.
But how concerned are you about life now?
I'm not. I'm not letting Steph Curry, like, I'm not letting one guy.
Well, forget him. Overly just the impact state of this 11-11 team.
We got, like, I don't believe there's any quick fix. Like, I get it, and I don't, obviously I don't want to go here, but like, if you've got a move that's in the long, like, in the long term interest of this team, and but it won't pay off for 3 years, I gotta do it. But it feels like, you know, here's the other thing. We're talking about a lot of these trades in a vacuum where we say, well, if they make this trade, they could win a title. But if they don't, then they're going to stay. Like, I get we're doing it from extremes. I just, you know what it is?
What is
it? I covered the Warriors from 95 to 2007.
Oh, that's a stretch. Think at it.
They stunk for 12 years.
That's a long run.
And I just, like, well, that'll never happen under Lacob. I mean,
you keep drafting like you did with Moody, Kuminga, and Wiseman. I'm just saying that happened under Lacob's watch.
Yeah, let's go to Sean in Fremont. Where are we? Is it Giannis? No doubt about it. Like, if you got a chance, are you going for Giannis? Hey, Sean, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Doing well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Sonny, I think I 100% agree with you. If we get Giannis, we're not going to go to the championship. We may first see the first and second round, but I think, you know, if we're looking at history from all of our championships, we've had a bench who've relieved Steph Curry when he gets tired, if he does get tired, and that helps the situation. I mean, if you recall, we had David Lee, we had Mo Spates to kind of help the 3-point and the short game. So I think totally, like, even if we do get Giannis, it's still going to hurt us because we still don't have a reliable bench. And I think that's 100% what we really do need is somebody to help us through those times where Steph is out of the game, you know, on a timeout and whatsoever. But thanks for the call. I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it. Just a couple and this is a good point from the Boxer and Gershon Work Injury Attorneys text line. Steiny, missing on first-round picks are why you're having this conversation. How are teams – so, and I hear this a lot. Well, they haven't drafted well, so what do those picks mean down the line? I'm sorry. Like, Mike Dunleavy is not Bob Myers. Like, I make a distinct
– right.
I don't blame Dunleavy for Wiseman, Moody, or Kuminga. I mean, Moody – like – his what top pick was a number 19 pick. I'm not ready to say Dunleavy couldn't do damage if he had a top 5 or 6 pick. Who knows?
But we are the genesis of what we're talking about is those three misses in the past. And had they hit, I mean, Steph would be, those would be three Thundercats you could, he could be going to battle with. That's what hurts so much.
Well, and that's where I'm saying,
what if Kuminga were Jalen Williams?
I don't know if Jalen Williams would be Jalen Williams with the Warriors. Like, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying I'm just not, if Jalen Williams had gotten, when was his draft?
3-4 years ago.
Like the Kuminga one, kind of?
I think it was 2020, might have been 2020.
Let's just hypothetically, like, if Jalen Williams were drafted into the Warriors in 2022-ish, the year... Yeah.
2022.
Would Jalen Williams be as good now for the Warriors as he was, as he's been now for the Thunder?
But like, for the sake of the conversation, we got to just say, I'm saying yes.
Well, I know,
and if
because
Moody were Isaiah Joe, my point, Steiny, is whatever version of themselves they are, you like what you see, and Steph would naturally be playing with some young guys about to enter or enter their prime. Like, that's how you draw it up.
Right, but I'm, you know, there's a flaw in the argument from a person who says this team cannot develop young players, but then the assumption that had they brought different players in here, they would be the same players they are now in Orlando, like Wagner and Trey Murphy in New Orleans. Yeah. And I'm not convinced of that.
But now it feels like you're pleasing two masters, Donnie. So it's basically you're saying the reason Wiseman, Moody, and Kuminga didn't pop is something to do with coaching.
That's part of the reason. Of course.
I don't believe that. I used to believe. Now they.
What about the situation they were drafted in? You don't think that had anything to do with it?
No. I told you they messed up when they were playing Lamb and Ty Jerome over both Kuminga and Moody. Where would they be? But now I think I can really see what type of player Moody is. He's an okay player. But he ain't that guy, and it looks like the guy that I'm rooting for every day of my life, Jonathan Kuminga, with all the intangibles, the DNA, I'm almost ready to say he may not get to that plateau either. And Wiseman, we already know what that is. You can't blame Wiseman. Nothing on the Warriors coaching staff for Wiseman. He was a miss.
Yeah, I mean.
But I do fantasize, what if you got something at all, more than you got, where would this team be now?
I'm just, we must remember the situation those three were drafted into. And any young player who would have been drafted into that situation would have had to deal with the same circumstances. I'm not saying Wagner and Murphy would have handled it the same way. Maybe they would have rose to the occasion. But I just, like, when it comes to, you know, taking a look at both sides of an argument, like, I do think there's an incongruity when you rip the Warriors, not you, when people rip the Warriors and they can't develop anybody, but then they just assume that a Franz Wagner would have developed in Golden State the exact same way he's developed in Orlando.
And I don't get mad at you at that, but it's how you look at it, and that's what's the fundamental difference between you and I.
Here's just a funny one. Let me just throw this one out there.
Yeah.
If Jonathan Kuminga had been drafted by the Orlando Magic, where do you think his career would be?
Three steps further. I really believe that.
But what are those three steps?
And that's the money question.
Is that him scoring 17 a night? You know, for a team that's...
I think it would be 23, 24. Like, I think he's capable of that if he was up in... If he's on Portland. Like, I really believe that.
Well, then he's
that.
Scoring more than Paolo Banchero. I'm just saying. Like, then that's... That's a lot of points.
And I want to say this to you and Evan. Stoney, I'm just saying this, and you could be all, guru, you sound like a sports simpleton. At the end of the day, man, I'm just one of those dudes. You got the talent or not. Take the damn Pampers off. Yeah, you got a bad hand. Yeah, you went to a team that had some veterans. But I'm not going to sit here for once and tell you Moody and Kuminga haven't had a chance. Kuminga's on his ninth life here. And at some point, if you want it, you got to go take it. And some do, some don't. But I can't sit here and, oh, if he would have went. Like, Kuminga's had ample opportunity even this year. It's still early, and I'm disappointed. You got to go take it.
I mean, there's been examples of young players that have played during this non-developmental time. I mean, he may not be very far, and people might not like him, but like Pajemski played a lot as a rookie.
You can't.
Trace Jackson Davis played a lot as a rookie.
And I do give Paz that credit, man.
Well, whether it's credit or misplaced confidence by the Warriors, like there have been examples of guys who have played immediately for this team.
Would you two laugh at me? This is what I was going to ask. I think the Clippers are a four-game losing streak away from blowing it all up. I'm having some fun. And we're talking about Giannis. We're talking about, the fully loaded Ferrari. If Zubac was available, would you look into him?
Of course. Why not?
I was looking at that. Yeah, but like, would you?
Oh, I didn't know you.
Would he be a guy? No, both of you. Like, that's, forget the cat, the Giannis's. Zubac would be a godsend if somehow the Warriors could get him and not have to mortgage the future.
Yeah, and it sounds like there's going to be a fire sale in Los Angeles. You know, I would personally want to keep him if I'm the Clippers, but maybe they'd like to trade him.
Man.
I mean, honestly, I've been hearing some names that I just think are unrealistic. I think Trey Murphy is completely unrealistic.
Because?
And I get it. They're going to break it up because he's got a great salary, and he's still really young, and he's getting better. Like, to me, if you're New Orleans, that's the guy you keep. And if I'm the Clippers, Zubats, that's the guy I keep.
Damn.
Zubats is making 18, 19, and 20 over the next 3 years. Oh, my God. Like, I would love that. Zubats is making $5 million less than Kuminga.
I love him in a uniform, man. Like, damn.
Zubats is making as much
as
Draymond.
That's crazy.
Would you rather have Zubats or Draymond Green?
Zubat.
See what he's averaging.
I've been a big fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
16 and a half.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a call before we go to break here. Let's go to keep it moving. Father Time's in Napa. Hey, Father Time. How are you?
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Guru.
Hey,
Evan. I'm good. Good times, talking about stuff that may or may not ever matter. First of all, the New Orleans Pelicans are soon to be the Seattle Supersonics. Thank goodness that's going to happen in our lifetime.
I want it to.
Seattle will have oh my gosh, who doesn't want it to? So let's play if talk radio. If Giannis was ever traded here, chances are very low. But if he was, you got to sign him for 7 years. And if you sign him for 7 years, well, now you've got some play. Now you've got some action because if Steph wants to play for 2 more years, that's cool. Steph Curry can play for 7 more years if he was posting up. Spotting up in the corner and knocking down threes like his dad. Mm. He can play forever, frankly. I don't know that that's what he wants, but, you're absolutely right. You need a player better than Steph. So I grade Steph as a B+ right now. I think that's only based on where he's been for his life. His curve as far as grades is different than anybody else that's ever played basketball. And then I grade Giannis as an A-, and I think that an A- and a B+ on the Warriors with either Jimmy or Draymond. I would prefer Draymond, even though I really don't like Draymond. I think that balance would be incredible. And are they going to beat the Thunder? I don't know. Let's play the Thunder. They're not playing the Thunder right now. I guarantee you that. There's no chance
They're getting to the finals and playing the Thunder. As far as picks, you know, picks are picks. The Warriors drafted Curry way back in the day at number 7, and he turned out to be Steph Curry. They've made a zillion picks, you know, beyond that. They drafted Klay Thompson, who turned out to be one of the greatest shooters of all time. But if you're telling me that we have to hold on to picks for some future thing that might develop 3 years after they're picked, that's just not the way it works. And it's not the way it works for box office. You got to remember that, you know, right. Giannis is sticking around for 7 years, then you've got someone you can market with. And Steph's going to go away, and you get his money to spend on somebody else.
I got you.
Love your show.
Thank you, Father Time. Appreciate it. So he's in for Giannis now. What's coming up on the game? By the way, I see a lot of calls. We'll get to you all on the other side. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. And that segment was brought to you by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back. So cheer on your Warriors with an ice cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles. So it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. So what you need to do is please drink responsibly. 888-957-9570. Let's keep it simple. Is Giannis just a simple no-brainer? If you can get him, get him. 888-957-9570.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.